Of the 11 gubernatorial races in 2012, Missouri's is the only one that involves significant self-finance. Republican candidate Dave Spence donated more than $6 million to his bid for governor, while opponent Jay Nixon received all of his funding from outside sources. Rhonda Wierzynski, an assistant professor of political science at Indiana University Southeast, says her research shows mixed results for self-financed candidates.
Self-finance can reduce political opposition, and it could be a successful technique, particularly in the primary. However, you find that self-financed candidates are not as successful as candidates who are raising contributions the traditional way.
A study from the National Institute on Money and State Politics found that self-financers across the nation were less likely to win office than those who received their funding from other sources. In 2010, 8 of the top 10 self-financers nationwide lost their races. This was true for state and federal elections. Wierzynski says there are characteristics of self-financers that may contribute to this lack of success.
Self-financers are more politically inexperienced. They tend to lack name recognition, and they also tend to lack a strong donor network.
Although a strong donor network may be unnecessary during the election for a candidate with a lot of money, the lack of support may hurt the candidate after he or she is elected.
The potential downside of that strategy is you get in office and nobody has invested in your campaign. And it can be difficult to get individuals to come to the table and work with you to achieve your policy objectives and goals.
Wierzynski says the positive side to self-finance is that the candidate can be presented as one who is free of lobbyist influence. Jared Craighead, Spence's campaign manager, supports that idea.
You've got a successful businessman who wants to do the right thing for Missouri, and he's willing to invest in its future by funding his campaign. I think that's noble, and it's good for Missouri because, you know, when he's elected, he's not going to have all these special interests that help him get elected that he feels beholden to.
Spence paid about 2/3 of his campaign expenses out of pocket, but Craig had noted donations from a variety of industries and $2 million from the Republican Governors Association. And even though Spence's self-finance is significant, it pales in comparison to the record $140 million Hewlett-Packard CEO Meg Whitman used to self-finance her unsuccessful run for governor of California in 2010. Of course, many people who run for office can't afford to spend millions of dollars on a campaign. Wierzynski says those candidates just have to find money somewhere else.
There just aren't restrictions on self-financing, and there's nothing built into that system to help out opponents who are facing these massively self-financed candidates.
Although campaign funding is important, past elections have shown that money isn't everything. Craighead says people should place some more value on endorsements.
You know, campaigns aren't all just about money either. Dave has all of these different organizations, pro-growth, pro-Missouri, pro-agriculture groups that are supporting his campaign. And a lot of times, that kind of support can be more important than financial support.
John Wright is running for state representative in Missouri's 47th district, and he's in second place in the state for self-financing. Wright donated more than $180,000 to his campaign, which also amounts to about 2/3 of his total funding. Wright and Spence are both running for office for the first time. Katerina Sestari, KBIA News.